about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I got to read you guys this email, okay? Derek from Lansing, Michigan writes, Doctor, I know your listeners are going to hate me, but I think my wife needs plastic surgery or something. I almost wonder if my husband wrote this. After breastfeeding our three children, he writes, she really has pendulous breasts, and she is so self-conscious that she doesn't want to have sex. I think if she had the surgery to feel better, she'd want to have sex, which would also help her self-esteem as well. Okay, I know. I could just see the women throw stuff at the radio. Okay, so what do we have here? Looks like we have a husband, and I think a very doting husband, who is noticing that his wife has self-esteem issues and doesn't want to have sex because the breasts, I'm assuming, very good word, pendulous, are droopy. All right, and ladies, don't blame him. Don't blame him. Okay, you know, we've talked about the subject of men not getting any sex from their wives. Okay, you know, he's just grabbing at straws. Okay, because he's obviously not able to grab at breasts. Okay, no pun intended, Okay, so there's actually a lot of subjects with this question. How do you bring up plastic surgery to your wife who you think really needs it? Right? Do you have a right as the husband to bring it up without fear of divorce? Will it work? Well, here's the thing. Okay, you know, Derek's not all completely wrong. Many women, if they're really self-conscious about how their breasts look, et cetera, they're not going to want to get undressed. They're not going to want to have sex. So it's true. Now, you know, and if you as a devoted husband have committed to a monogamous relationship, to love only her till death do you part, you know, and she has a thing about now getting undressed because she doesn't like the way she looks, you know, you're not going to be able to enjoy sex. And I could understand you're wanting to come up with solutions. You know, I feel so bad for men that are sitting there helpless. I know women are going to hate me for this too, but I honestly feel bad for men that, you know, are kind of like, you know, gosh, I'm not having sex for the rest of my life here, and I'm only, you know, in my late 30s, early 40s. What do I do? However, on the flip side, I understand women and their loss of sex drive, but I got to tell you something. It may not just be the breasts. You know, women, after you give birth to three kids, you don't want anything coming near the vagina. I mean, women really get kind of funny about that. So she may not want to have sex, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the way her breast tissue now sags. You know, so you don't want her to go through a whole surgery if that's not going to solve the situation. But then, you know, if she does voice concerns, okay, let's say your wife or your girlfriend, we'll use wife because girlfriend, you don't want to get stuck paying for your girlfriend's surgery. If she's your wife, you got to pay for it because you're married to her. I mean, let's say your wife is afraid to bring it up because she thinks you're going to have a problem with it. You know, I thought my husband would be furious when I brought up plastic surgery. And I was really shocked that he actually broke out the phone book to find the plastic surgeon. Really, you know, because I think he was really shocked at how my body transformed. You know, here you are in your 20s, you got real perky breasts and you look all cute in a bikini. And all of a sudden, after a couple kids, you could barely tie your shoes without getting, you know, all knotted up. So I think he was really shocked at how the body transformed. So he's probably like, look, just let the doctor put you back. Do whatever you can. And so, you know, okay, how do you bring it up? Because what if you bring up plastic surgery and she freaks out thinking that she needs to have, you know, it all depends on what kind of woman you're married to. Some women you could go, you know, look, honey, I know you're self-conscious. Whatever you want to fix, even though I don't think you need to fix a thing, I love you, you know that you have my blessing. Now, she could say, oh, honey, oh, my gosh, you are so sweet. Or she could say, blessing. I don't need yours or anybody's blessing. You know, talk to the hand. You don't know where she's going to go with that. So hopefully you know your wife. Okay, but I'm assuming if you've had three kids with this woman, you probably know her. But you see, this is, again, we go back to the same thing, communication. Okay, you know, if couples can't talk without getting into a fight or insulting each other, you guys have, you know, some heavy duty problems. Now, some men are able to sit down with the wife and say, look, you're not feeling comfortable about yourself, then you don't want me to touch you, and I love you, and I want us to, you know, be close like we used to be. You know, how could we fix this? Hopefully, a conversation like that will work. But if not, she's going to be all upset, saying, oh, you know, you just want her in the sack, and blah, blah, blah. You guys have an issue. You have a lot of issues. And the issues may be even deeper, because it sounds like if you're not having sex, you're being a little resentful of that. If she doesn't want to have sex with you, there could be some issues with the relationship even more than biological. So if you don't feel like you could talk to her about it, then I would say maybe consider getting a therapist, okay, a marriage therapist, not to bring up the boob job, come on, but just to slowly start to increase the way you guys can communicate with each other to the point where, you know, because sometimes I believe a lot of these marriage therapists will actually talk to you guys individually. Okay. And what they'll do is, you know, they'll say, look, what are your issues with you and your wife? And you're like, look, you know, I love her. Just she doesn't want to have sex with me. And she's very concerned about the way she looks. You know, I don't even know how to bring up plastic surgery, et cetera. I don't know if that's the wrong thing to do, but I know her body's changed, you know, whatever. And so then maybe she could bring it up. You know, and then vice versa. The wife will say, well, you told my husband to zip it up. I'm really tired of him walking around with no pants, blah, blah, blah. Yep. You know, my boys do that already. My boys, they run around the house. My son, I come home, and, you know, he's sitting there with his pants halfway down. I mean, you see his tushy. You see part of his tushy. And I'm thinking, okay, I just accidentally caught him, you know, where his tushy's sticking out. He's going to pull up his pants. And no. He leaves it. It's almost like he likes the air. And I'm like, I see your tushy. Can you pull up your pants? Oh, I will in a minute, Mom. Really? How do you guys do it? Guys, how do you walk around? And Kyle, we'll get your calls. I'm sorry. We got Donovan working the tiles today. Thank you, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. How do you guys do it? I mean, if I feel a draft, I'm going to be, I can't have a draft. How do you guys do it? I mean, already my sons, like father like sons, they like the draft. And by the way, that's not sexy, guys. All right? Your lady's not going to want to sleep with you if you're always walking around with your pants, you know, showing your pants down. Okay? All right, guys. Don't go away. We got to get your calls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,701.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,743.69, $871.85 for a half ounce, or $435.92 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,743.69, $871.85, and $435.92.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Guys, let us rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, is this my buddy Mike?
You betcha, Doc. It sure is. I just wanted to bring you up to speed on my dad and my mom.
How they doing?
For the listening, good for listening audience. My father went in for a simple knee operation, had a heart stop, stroke, everything, and infections abound and everything. Well,
right.
Anyway,
basically side effect after another that just kind of snowballed. Moved hospitals, he started to get better, and then what happened?
Yep. Well, we got him to the specialist, and they took care of him. They went as far as he could. Now he's in a long-term care facility. He's in a telemetry unit, right?
Okay.
And we don't know how long he's going to be in there. It could be for months.
Of course.
And, we could be prepared. Right now, his fluid levels are still a little bit high. The infection's gone down a little bit, but his protein level is low. So,
protein where? In the blood?
Yeah. And,
okay.
And that's having a hard time getting the fluid out and helping him, hard time for him to heal, too, I guess. What do you
think?
Right.
Now, are they feeding him? You know, a lot of people, they go into the hospital or long-term facilities, and they lose their appetite, and then they're not getting, the feeds that they need. I mean, is he getting fed, and is he eating?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants to eat some stuff, but he's got to have it finely chewed like baby food because his throat's still rough and everything,
Because of the trach.
Right, exactly. So Needless to say, he's going to be in there for the long haul. We're redoing the house over because he's going to have one leg that's not functional because they had to take the infected knee out and put a
block in. Now, let me ask you something, Mike. Will insurance help you redo the house? Like, does he have Medicare? Do they help pay for home improvements to make it more disability? Friendly?
We're all carpenters in the family, so we're going to be doing it ourselves.
Okay, good.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Medicare may pay for, like, the railing in the bathtub. We went over this. We had a show once, what things you need to do to your house to, change things around to make it more friendly if you live in an old home that doesn't have the ADA requirements. Look into it. If insurance pays for part of it, you might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, but, he's going to be going so far with this begging and the long-term care unit. You'll think they're going to say, what? Jesus, he's been in here this long. You think we want to, help you fix up your house now? You'll go that far, you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, Medicare, here's the thing. What we want Medicare to pay for doesn't. Things we don't think about that Medicare would pay for sometimes do. So, like I said, it wouldn't hurt to see if there are certain things that, But anyway, and your mom's good?
Yeah, my mother had breast cancer for a couple of years, and they've been giving her drugs instead of chemo, and it shrunk the tumor, which was the size of a baseball, down to nothing.
Oh, thank God. Sometimes these breast cancers that are estrogen sensitive, you could take a pill, and it'll shrink them. Okay, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, thank you for the update. I really appreciate it. Again, our prayers are with your family, and hopefully he gets out of that long-term facility in less, in short term. Okay?
Yeah. One question before I go. I try to get you online, by going to the website.
Yes.
He says, listen now, it doesn't sync up somehow. I don't know what's going on. I even go to, whatever it is, the Dr. Dolly app, GCN.com.
And it still doesn't link up? Try to go to the GCN website and hit one of their contacts and email them, because one of those tech guys is way smarter than I, because I want you to be able to listen to the show, okay? Yeah, thanks, Mike, for the heads up.
I'll tell my wife about that.
Okay, awesome. All right, Mike, God bless you, and take care of your folks, okay? All right, we wish him well. All right, guys, thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I want to move on to some medical news, but we have Hartford, right? Is he from Hartford? No, his name is Hartford, right? Dr. Dahlia, I'm listening to you talk about sex with a wife. A wife? You mean your wife? I don't have a wife. How often should a couple be having sex anyway? Ooh. How often, if you're married, should you be having sex? Well, it really depends. I mean, somebody would argue it would depend on how much each of you want. Okay? Now, I know many men would say, I want it every day. And the women would say, once every fiscal quarter. You will read up. I remember we were looking this up during one show for the listeners. I think I read one place where 2 to 3 times a week. 2 to 3 times a week for a married couple is pretty good. Now, the average married couple, okay, depending on how long have you been married, that doesn't happen. It's more like once a month. So I would say anywhere between once a month and 2-3 times a week is probably national average. Global average, I don't know. I don't know. But, here's the thing. This puts pressure. Okay, we're not done talking about marriage and, sex and sex drive, okay? We're going to have to address something here, all right? I think what is very frustrating for a lot of couples that do not coalesce when it comes to the ideas of when to have sex is husbands. Let's say husbands. I don't want to stereotype. Sometimes the wife wants more sex than the husband, okay? All right. But sometimes men are like, I can't believe it. My buddy Bob at work on the construction site talks about having sex with his wife all the time. And you and I only do it a couple times a month. Something's wrong with us. Now, what if Bob is lying? What if Bob just got married, right? And they're in their third week of marriage. Okay. Meanwhile, you guys are at marriage 15. Okay. You can't compare your marriage to somebody else's. What's going to work for your marriage will work. Albeit, of course, you know, assuming she engages with you, which is really tough. Okay. I mean, this is a subject that probably is my second most common email next to, you know, Obamacare stinks. Sometimes that's the only message I get. Dr. Dahlia, Obamacare sucks. All right. Thank you. Tell me something I don't know. But, you know, many women, and we talked about why do women's sex drive goes down? I've been doing radio. I've been doing two shows a day doing morning drive on KDON. So I apologize if my grammar isn't there. All right. Why would a woman's sex drive go down? Usually it goes down in their 30s. Usually after kids, and it seems to coincide with advanced maternal age. A woman is considered advanced maternal age after 35, 36, because then it appears that women, as they get pregnant, they are more at risk for babies that could have disabilities, autism, Down syndrome, etc. So nature's way, I believe, of preventing them from giving birth to offspring that would not be the Darwinian survival of the fittest, right, alpha type of offspring, is they have the woman's sex drive goes down. If a human is not going to procreate the healthiest babies, why would the human be designed to want to breed after they're in their 30s? Now, some women, yeah, they can have sex till they're 90. They're happy ladies. Happy ladies. All right. Some men, they can procreate and still give off healthy offspring. Although we have seen that men, once they're over age 40, it does increase the risk of autism. But I mean, I have autistic nieces and nephews, four of them, two Asperger's, two full blown autism. I am so glad, you know, they're just absolutely lovable children. I mean, you know, whether Darwin would think the offspring had some issues, you know, still they're wonderful kids and thank God they were born. So it's very more common than not for a woman's sex drive to go down. Now, what's unfortunate for a lot of couples is there's these shows like Sex and the City, or like Melrose Place used to be, or these movies or whatever, where you'll see 45-year-old, 50-year-old women, etc., running around the house naked, swinging off the chandeliers. So people watch this and go, there's something wrong with my wife. There's something wrong with my wife. And actually, many wives are kind of in the same boat going, oh, my God, there's something wrong with me because I don't want to be hanging from a chandelier. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm going to reveal the biggest secret ever right now on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't like to hang from a chandelier either. I don't. There is nothing sexy to me about a chandelier. Okay? All right. I know, very private information. It's going to be all over the trades. Dr. Dahlia will not hang naked from a chandelier. Yeah, it would scare the cats, I'll tell you that. So, you know, to think that if you're having sex a couple times a month, that your marriage is in dire straits, you could be wrong. If you're happy, you guys are cuddling and you love each other, you could have a wonderful marriage only having sex a couple times a month. I mean, there's couples that never have sex. But if you guys are not on the same path, right, in terms of I want sex and she doesn't, or she wants sex and I don't, etc., you know, you need to somehow figure out how to merge and how to make this work, because otherwise you guys are going to have resentments. And I don't want wives feeling like they have to have sex to keep their husband, because the last thing you want to do is have sex when you really don't want to. You don't want to do pity sex, okay? So let's talk more about this as well as get to your medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some headlines I want to talk about on LSD. Looks like helps alcoholics give up drinking. Also, I want to get to some of the scoop behind what's going on with this caramel coloring and soda. But it looks like the sex topic is a hot one tonight. I just got this email. By the way, if you guys don't want to call in because you're too shy, at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can reach me by my website at drdahlia.com. Now, Lucas from Bullhead City writes, Doctor, thank you for bringing up a subject I have no one to discuss this with. I think my wife masturbates when I'm not at home. So when I come home and want to have sex, she's not in the mood. How can I compete with a vibrator? Okay, I'm not going to read more just because I don't know if you guys have kids in the car. Whew, okay. No, but you know what? It's a topic that comes up. I mean, all right, I guess your wife's, when you're not at home, just, you know, pleasures herself, and then you come home so she's not in the mood for sex. Again, communication. I see. I wish you could call in. I'd love to talk to you about this. I mean, no one. You're anonymity. Forget it. You're right. You won't be anonymous because I can't say anonymity. Anonymity. There's certain words in the English language I can't say. All right. Okay. De español, I can say no nombre. No nombre. Es más fácil. All right. So, I'm sure it happens. This has been, you know, something that's, not really a secret, where women are home. Well, I mean, I don't want to say, but, you know, in the olden days when women would be home all day, right, and the man would be at work, okay, we're talking old days, you know, milkman would come by, very sexy, say hi, then maybe would have an affair with the milkman, or the milkman would leave, right, and then they would feel enamored. And do their own business, right? Or these soap operas that fall in love with a Tom Selleck-looking guy with the big mustache. And then, you know, by the time you came home, you know, after she, you know, finished doing her business and, you know, dealt with the kids and all that, she's exhausted. And here you are going, honey, I'm home. You know, where's my love? Again, don't feel like you're the only one it happens to. This probably does happen a lot. And also, you do have women that will have very difficulty climaxing during sex, but they're able to do it themselves. Okay, again, I have to be very careful because I really don't know how many children are in the car, right? I mean, boy, parents, yeah, just hook them up to a DVD so we could talk. There are some women, and they can admit it to their spouse or they can't, where, and we've actually talked to these women or they've emailed us. We've talked about this very frequently on the show, where women say, you know, look, I've never been able to have an orgasm during sex with another man, but I've been able to do it to myself. All right. Now, if that's the case, what we have suggested for that couple is to, work with it. You know, if the woman would love to bring a vibrator into the scene, that's fine. You know, we don't want the partner or men, and I'm not trying to just exclude this to heterosexual sex, but it's just kind of easier because I get to say less words than, you know, partner, him, her, et cetera, all right? Okay. I mean, this could be any couple, any, you know, partner. boy, that was smooth. Okay. I am not uncomfortable talking about the subject. I could talk about sex and women wanting to masturbate instead of having sex with their husband. I could do it. I just can't tell when the FCC is listening. So I'm trying to be very, very careful, right? And I don't want my boss to listen. You talked about what on the air? But listen, it's not that uncommon for sometimes you to bring in toys into the bedroom. Of course, don't hurt yourself. Make sure you don't electrocute yourself. Make sure you don't use the only batteries that you have, you know, like the flashlight, because if God forbid there is an issue, you know, like a tornado, you need to grab a flashlight and you can't because the batteries are in the vibrator. You know, you just be smart about what you do. But, what we do is we talk to couples, like when we do sex therapy, you know, we bring the man, we bring the woman in or the partner in, all right? And we go, you know, look, okay, we want you guys to enjoy yourselves. And some women cannot, and it has nothing to do with the man. It has nothing to do with your bedroom abilities. It's just some women are only able to climax with vibratory sensation. Now, you as a man cannot move as quickly as a vibrator could, okay? And it has nothing to do with size. Maybe psychologically women like the what was the Brazilian anaconda? We were talking about different type of vibrators once on air, and I guess on eBay they were selling the Brazilian anaconda. This sucker looks, you know, foot and a half long. All right, I don't know how anybody can't look at them and scream running from the bedroom. All right, but you know, it's not always a size thing. It's not always a girth thing. Men sometimes remember, because for a woman to climax, there's a lot of psychological, but there is also physical and nerves and this whole reflex that has to happen, and sometimes it just can't happen at the speed of man, and it has to be at the speed of a machine, and that shouldn't reflect poorly on you, you know. And men and women are able to do what they need to do and have fun and work with it and make things happen. Yes, it would be nice for you to get most of the credit, I understand that. That would be really nice. And then maybe the sex therapist could kind of teach you guys certain moves. But remember, okay, part of the reason she would climax doesn't all have to be the mechanical. It could be the emotional part. And you being involved and caressing and, you know, being around. I can't paint, you know, the sexiest picture here, right? Okay, I don't even know if I want to paint any picture. But just for you, Lucas, that wrote us, and again, I wish you could call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'd love to actually talk to you, get a little bit more, insight into what's going on. It's not the most uncommon thing. You know, many women will say, you know, look, that's how I could, you know, reach where I need to reach, and as that's just what I do, and, you know, I'm happy that way. Again, couples need to talk, because if she's not being intimate with you because she's doing this, you guys do have a problem. And then, again, you're going to have to seek a therapist. You know, these therapists are very, very helpful. I know many of you are embarrassed. You don't want to talk to somebody. But realize what you're embarrassed about is probably the 2,000th story they've had that month. Okay? They aren't going to giggle when you walk out of the room. You know, people are always like, Dahlia, I don't want to go and get my prostate checked. I don't want to undress. I don't want a doctor to see, you know, we see orifices all the time. The rectum, the ear, the nose, the urethra, they're all the same to us. They're just orifices. And I know, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to go to the doctor. We've talked about that, you know, and you don't have to go from never going to a doctor in decades to meeting the doctor and undressing day one. You could ease into it. You know, I tell a lot of my ladies when they can't get their husbands to go to the doctor, I go, you know, why not? They're like, well, they don't want to get undressed. And then go, okay, well, then you tell the doctor that day, no undressing, just talking. Okay? Just talking, like a first date. You know, just talk, right? You know, maybe do some blood work, maybe listen to the heart and lungs. Okay, then maybe a couple visits down the line. But we don't want anybody not going to the doctor because they don't want to get undressed. Same thing. We don't want anybody not getting therapy, whether it be marriage therapy, whether it be psychotherapy, etc., because they're embarrassed that someone's going to laugh. Okay, you know, sometimes you have to be vulnerable in order to heal. Do you think I like going to a gynecologist? No way. No way. But it would be horrible if I had a tumor or something, just like, you know, with mammograms. You know, women don't want to go to mammograms for mammograms because they're embarrassed. But I think it's more embarrassing to die of a breast cancer that you could have attacked 10 years prior. Okay? You know? So, it's something y'all should think about. Therapists are there. That's what they're there for. And you don't have to go to a sex therapist. You could go to a marriage therapist. You could go to a psychologist. You could go to your family doc. You could even just ask a family doc, look, what do you suggest? Now, if the family doc's busy, they're like, I can't handle this. Vibrators, chandeliers, Dr. Dahlia, Sex in the City. Can't handle this. Too much information for me. Go to somebody else. But some of the family doctors will say, look, you know, here's some things you could try. Why not? All right, guys, we're coming up on break. When we come back, let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY and your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breasts, $140 on a year's supply of basics. Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends today. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello? Anyone there? Oh, maybe not. Okay, we're taking your calls.
I would like to ask Dr. Dahlia a question about either something like about the effects of fluoridation in water and toothpaste, and also about the effects medicines have on some of the, when they're prescribed correctly, also having a huge possible chance of harming the population, maybe even more so than the benefit. Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thank you. By the way, if we're ever off air and you guys have medical questions, we do have the message line that you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You'll either catch me because I'm on air, I'll pick up the phone, or off air and we'll play it at the next live show. Okay, so there were two things in that question. I guess fluoridation of water, and then it sounds like antibiotics, prescribing them across. Oh, okay. All right. Let's talk about the fluoridation. Yeah, I get asked that a lot. You know, if we're fluoridating the water, what are the risks? Well, you know, fluoride, again, you know, the best type of fluoride I would say for you guys to try to get is the fluoride that you could get from toothpaste. Okay? We know that tap water carries more fluoride than bottled water that doesn't. And so, of course, there's been a concern that these little kids, babies, are not getting enough fluoride because they're not drinking tap water, but drinking bottled water. And so, you know, we have fluoridated water, and people like Dahlia, you know, what's going on? You know, I don't want anybody, I don't want, you know, to be taking in extra fluoride if I don't need to. I mean, true fluoridosis, I mean, an intoxication of fluoride, which we have not seen in the public water system, all right? But true, fluoridation of water, too much of it and being intoxicated by it, yes, you could have issues with your brain and kidneys, bones, et cetera. You know, of course, you don't want to get any element more than you need. But again, we really haven't seen that. You know, what we do know is poor dental health is even more harmful on your health than we've ever seen with exposure to fluoride in the drinking system. So the U.S. Public Health Service still recommends it, all right? They still support, even though there has been some very rare links to cancer with higher doses of fluoride, they do continue to support fluoridation of drinking water. I guess they say the optimal level for water fluoridation is 0.7 to 1.2 parts per million, depending on, you know, certain other factors. You know, health professionals have been going back and forth. Should we give kids extra fluoride? But, you know, what I would do is sit down with your dentist and make sure your kids are seeing a dentist early. I've seen too many people not take kids to the dentist until they're kindergarten. Well, you know, by then they could have had bottle rot, juice rot, and they're already getting permanent teeth coming in. My recommendation is by age one, have a pediatric dental visit. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we use the children's dentist, Dr. Joshua and Dr. Michael Sachs, and I took my kids when they were 1 year old. One is I wanted to learn how to clean their teeth. You know, I know how to brush teeth, et cetera, but there's a technique with kids. Two is I wanted to make sure they didn't have old milk or juice that was causing rot. You know, and then they sit down with you and talk about what we should do with fluoride, et cetera. Of course, fluoride toothpaste is the best, but I wouldn't panic too much with the fluoride in the water. Now, with the discussion of antibiotics, are we writing too many antibiotics, and is that causing resistance? Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. But you know, keep in mind, when we originally discovered penicillin and started using it at the turn of the previous century, it, you know, it fought some pretty phenomenal infections, and we were dying from those infections. Then bacteria got smart and go, oh, okay, this is penicillin. Well, then I'm going to become penicillin resistant. And then those bacteria made progeny. And so, yes, as we use antibiotics, we are getting more resistant microbes. As we're using antimicrobial disinfectants, and as we're using these hand sanitizers, we're going to be making more microbes. Absolutely. But the problem is it's very difficult to not treat, because some of these bugs are pretty bad bugs. And we could still die of pneumonia in this day and age, which is why, of course, we use antibiotics. Should doctors stop prescribing antibiotics if it's a virus? Absolutely. You know, that, and that's what we're trying to train our medical students to do. Do not write antibiotics unless you think there's an active infection. But we do know that some people do gradually go from having allergies to sinusitis, or go from having a viral pharyngitis to sometimes being vulnerable, and then strep sets in. So there are secondary bacterial infections, but absolutely, we need to stop prescribing, you know, these antibiotics willy-nilly. People come in without even telling me what the problem is, saying, I want a Z-Pack. Can I ask you what your symptoms are? Oh, I have a cold. I want a Z-Pack. I'm like, no, you know, Z-Pak's very common antibiotic. I'm like, can I see what your symptoms are? So, yeah, absolutely. And later we're going to be seeing more and more resistance to the antivirals. As people remember with the swine flu back in 2009, people were overtaking them when they didn't have the swine flu and were starting to get resistance to that. So absolutely, it's a huge issue. And it's something that we as doctors and patients need to be more cognizant of. But these bacteria, they're getting smarter and smarter. And not only are we having the issue with the antibiotics, we're having the issues with the antimicrobial soaps, wipes, et cetera, which is going to lead to it as well. The only thing is, you know, who's going to stop, you know, wanting to clean their counters. You know, we're going to want to clean our counters. I mean, look what Listeria did. Listeria with the cantaloupe killed people. You know, we're going to want to, you know, avoid the microbes, and it's just going to be a fight that continues until we get to the point where we have bugs and we have nothing to fight them. And the bugs will beat us, by the way. They will. The bugs will beat us. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. In the next hour, we'll spend a little bit more time with this, but just quickly, it looks like Coke and Pepsi do not want to have that cancer warning on their cans. Apparently, this caramel coloring we talked about a couple days ago on the show with the 4-methylimidazole, 4-MEI, which is a chemical that is used in their caramel coloring, has been linked to cancer, I believe, in rats and mice, but not in humans. No health risk to humans. However, the FDA said, you know, may want Coca-Cola, Pepsi, many of these companies to actually post the cancer warning. So it sounds like Coca, Pepsi, and other companies are going to, and Coca, Pepsi are the main ones because they also have other drinks, you know, under them that have the dark caramel coloring. From what I understand, they are going to change their recipe. All right, to not include this. FDA says a person would need to drink more than 1,000 cans of Coke or Pepsi a day to take in the same dose of the chemical that actually hurt the rat. But still, you know, of course, we're all freaking out. Everybody always freaks out about stuff that they're consuming. Honestly, people, soda shouldn't really be your main staple anyway. Honestly, you know, you should be drinking water. You know, and so I think if you're only taking a soda once in a blue moon as a treat, probably not going to hurt. But, you know, let the company do what they need to do to get this 4-MEI out of the equation. Why not? I don't think it's going to make a difference. My soda could be purple for all I care as long as it tastes good. And then we're also going to talk a little bit more about this, too. It looks like LSD may be very useful, a one-dose shot for people who are alcoholics. Looks like one dose of LSD between 200 and 800 micrograms reduced levels of alcohol abuse by 60%. Now, I don't know if alcohol will get you off LSD, but they found that, but of course, LSD, it's a hallucinogen, right? I mean, you know, if we're giving you a dose of LSD, we're doping you. Of course, you're going to not think about alcohol. They said people who got the LSD did not crave alcohol. Well, of course, but what was amazing about this is it lasted for 6 months. This shot of LSD lasted for 6 months. After that, it didn't seem to help, but most people were off the alcohol by then. Interesting. Dr. Dahlia, I drink alcohol. Yeah, right. No, give me my dose of LSD. Not happening. Not happening. All right, guys, great show. If you could stay on with us for another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Call in with your questions. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.